Our guest today on the World Cafe, Lana Del Rey, had been performing around New York City under her given name, Lizzie Grant, for a few years after arriving there from Lake Placid, New York, upstate. And then came this new performing persona and her self-edited video for the song Video Games. 13 million views off the bat, and a lot of discussion ensued. Even more discussion after her obviously nervous performance on Saturday Night Live. Well, she is here today to perform unadorned in our studio. We'll talk as well. Let's start off with this performance of the title track of Born to Die.
Fate don't fail me now. Take me to that finish line. Yeah, my heart, it breaks every step that I take. But I'm hoping at them gates they'll tell me that you're mine. We're walking through the city streets. Is it by mistake or design that I feel so alone every Friday night? You make me feel like home, so I tell you you're mine. Don't make me sad, don't make me cry. Sometimes life is not enough and the road gets tough, I don't know why. Let's go get high. The road is long, we carry on. Have fun in the meantime. Take a walk on the wild side. Let me kiss you hard in the pouring rain. You like your girls insane. So choose your last words. This is the last time. 'Cause you and I, we were born to die. Lost, but now I am found. I can see, but once I was blind. I was so confused as a little child, trying to take what I could get, scared that I'd never find all them answers I need. Don't make me sad, don't make me cry. Sometimes love is not enough and the road gets tough, I don't know why. Keep making me laugh, let's go get high. The road is long, we carry on, have fun in the meantime. Take a walk on the wild side, let me kiss you hard in the pouring rain. You like your girl. We were born to die. We were born to die. We were born to die. Well, come and take a walk on the wild side. Let me kiss you hard in the pouring rain. You like your girls insane. Don't make me sad. Don't make me cry. Love is not enough and the road gets tough, I don't know why. Keep making me laugh, let's go get high. The road is long, we carry on, have fun in the meantime. Take a walk on the wild side, let me kiss you hard in the pouring rain. You like your girls inside. Oh,
Born to Die, a performance from Lana Del Rey today on the World Cafe, the title track of the album. I think everybody at this point knows a little bit about your life, and that there was the lot of time spent in New York City that you just referred to as Lizzie Grant, your real name, performing and releasing an album with David Kahn, who's a pretty amazing producer. Mm-hmm. Now, the word is that album, you are going to release that this summer?
It's not this summer, but I mean, I have the rights to that record, so I can release it whenever I choose to.
Now, when you were, what did you learn in those days that kind of informed how you wanted to approach this sort of new birth as Lana?
Not too much. I mean, people refer to it as like a new birth, but or whatever, but it's not. I mean, I released that record with David under the name Lana Del Rey.
That's right.
You know, like, I always wanted a name that sounded as beautiful as the music I thought I was making. And that's really the only, there's not a difference between people or anything. But you don't learn that much as you go along in New York because you're doing things by yourself and it's like hit or miss. I mean, you just are like trying to make it through the day.
Well, that's interesting because people assume that your career has been kind of laid out. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is you yourself were a bit surprised by the reaction to video games.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was definitely surprised when anyone listened to the music at all. I had the same sort of fan base for a very long time, which is just a small kind of group of New Yorkers, and we just kind of sang for each other, which was good. And when I made that video for video games, that was like maybe the 17th video I've made at that point. I mean, at that point, I was kind of more of an editor than a singer. And so I was really loving making the videos, so I was happy other people liked them too.
Well, you went back to that kind of style for Carmen for the video. Did you?
Sure.
Did you do the editing for that?
I did, of course, yeah. And I searched really carefully and, like, happily for my footage. Yeah.
But now knowing that you got to get the rights to it, right?
Oh, no. I work very closely with a copyright specialist. Yeah, definitely.
Because
yeah.
I understand the first one, you just took things and
sure,
got the rights later. Well, it's funny because Carmen, to me, is as great a name as Lana.
Thank you.
Carmen, I mean, you know, it conjures up a lot of the same imagery.
It does, doesn't it? It's funny. Like, I don't even know where the hell that name came from. That was one of those songs where I was walking very late at night and the beat in my head sort of started matching the beat to my feet. So it was kind of like, Carmen doesn't have a problem, you know, rhyming it out to the beat of my feet. And it really just came out of nowhere.
It's a good one. This, you can do that one live?
Yes, sir.
The liquor's top shelf. It's alarming, honestly, how charming she can be. Fooling everyone, telling them she's having fun. She says you don't wanna be like me, don't wanna see all the things I've seen. I'm dying, I'm dying. She says you don't wanna get this way, famous and dumb at an early age. I'm lying, I'm lying. The boys, the girls, they all like Carmen. Gives them butterflies, but to cartoon eyes. She laughs like God, her mind's like a diamond. Audio to lies, she's still shining like light. Top shelf. What's alarming, honestly, how charming she can be. Eating soft ice cream, Coney Island queen. She says you don't want to be like me, looking for fun, getting high for free. It's tiring, it's tiring. She says you don't want to get this way. Sing her by night and a star by day. It's tiring and I'm dying. The boys, the girls, they all like common. She gives them butterflies, but to God to all knives. She laughs like God, her mind's like a diamond. Honey, or two lies, she's still shining, just like lightning. Whoa, like lightning. Babies all dressed up with nowhere to go. That's the little story of the girl you know, relying on the kindness of strangers, tying cherry knots, smiling, doing party favors. Put your red dress on, put your lipstick on, sing your song, song that camera's on, and you're alive again. Girls, they all like Carmen. She gives them butterflies, but a cartoon noise. She laughs like God, her mind's like a diamond. Audio to lies, she's still shining, just like darling, darling, doesn't have a problem lying to herself, 'cause her liquor's top shelf.
That is Carmen. Lana Del Rey is our guest today, and that is there's a lot going on. There's the remix. You're having some remixes. You're having some new singles released, and that there's a new video of that one, as we mentioned, that Lana did the editing for once again. One of the things about hearing these songs stripped down like this is how much your writing goes with the production. It's much more true when you get to something like Blue Jeans or even video games. But how did you work with the producers with your lyrics? Because there's such a, you work with the beat so well. And it does come through with this too.
Thank you. Usually the songs are done and I have my producers match the beat to my phrasing.
Really?
Because I'm so particular, mm-hmm, generally.
So it doesn't go the other way. That's interesting.
No. Like, I have kind of a three-stage process. Either I'm writing by myself, and then I bring it to Justin Parker, who's amazing. He finds the chords for underneath the songs. Then we send it to Larry Gold. He's here in Philadelphia.
That's right.
And we used, you know, all the Philadelphia Orchestra on the record. They're the ones who did the strings here. And then, finally, once all the structure and melodies are done within the song, Emil Haney soundscaped the entire record. So he kind of, like, starts to carve out the mood of the record for each individual song. So, like, for one of them, if I said, okay, Emil, you know, I want you to think of 16-year-old girls sneaking out in the middle of the night in Miami in July. He'll start putting in girls laughing and samples of car alarms blaring and cicadas chirping in, you know, June. And then suddenly the record comes into itself. And, yeah, it's cool.
Well, can you do us a version of Video Games?
Yes, I would love to.
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. You open up a beer and you say, get over here, play your video games. In your favorite sundress, getting undressed, take your everybody downtown, baby. I saved the bestest, leaning for a big kiss. Put your favorite perfume on, go play your video games. Well, it's you, it's you, it's all for you. Every little thing I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth for you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They said that the world was built for two. I'm only worth living if somebody is loving you. And baby, now you do, yeah. We're swinging with the old stars, singing in the old bars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing, pulling wild dots and video games. He holds me in his big arms, I'm seeing stars, this is all I think of lately. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old balls, this is my idea of fun, playing your video games. It's all for you. Every little thing that I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better.
Games. I think you know that one. That was our introduction to our guest today. Lana Del Rey is in the studio with us. We're hearing some live stripped down versions of these songs, which is very cool. Watching you perform, you move around a lot. You're holding the mic. You dip down, and you got a lot of mixed reviews for the SNL performance, which was. You just kind of standing there, and obviously that's a totally pressure-filled situation. Do nerves play an element in
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah, I do good with no pressure. Always did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just that kind of person. I lived a quiet life for the last 10 years. Like, I'm happy with my guys. You know, my band is amazing. And, you know, when we're together, I'm happy. And, like, when we sing for people who also chose to make their lives works of art, I'm happy because, you know, there's no criticism amongst good artists. When I'm playing for, like, regular people who don't necessarily, like, want to be there, and they're there, like, more to see whether I'm going to go off the tracks or not, do I enjoy that? Not really, because that's not how, like, I conduct myself in my daily life. Like, when I go and listen to people, I do it because I'm a supporter of my fellow, you know, humans in general. And so I'm happy to do stuff on air with no camera, you know, and that way I can use, like, my body as an instrument to match my voice. I can, like, bend down to, like, help myself reach the notes I want to go to and not have to think hard about what people are going to think about the way that I look.
You know, you're a bit of a victim of your success because you didn't get a build-up as Lana so much so that you would play this club and then a bigger club and that kind of thing.
I did, though. People just don't know it. I mean, I was on a world tour before I did Saturday Night Live. I've been singing for ages, and I've sung at every club you could ever think of. So I got a fine build-up, you know. I did. And people are like, oh, she was put in a position she couldn't handle. But that's not true. I don't ever do anything that I can't handle. If people don't like it, people don't like it, and that's it. But I can handle anything. And so, you know, I'm not a victim of anything, you know. It's just people. I'm just a kind of weird performer.
It's funny. You're finishing things off, a version of Blue Jeans. And to me, Blue Jeans is so much more about Lana Del Rey, almost than any other song. Can you do that one?
Sure. Thanks.
Blue jeans, white shirt, walked into the room, you know you made my eyes burn. It was like James Dean. Boy, shut. You're so fresh to death and sick as good cancer. You were sort of punk rock. I grew up on hip hop. You fit me better than my favorite sweater. And I know that love is mean. Love hurts. I still remember that day we met in December. Tell the end of time.
Jeans finishing up our session today. See, a very different sounding session with Lana Del Rey. And who's playing guitar and piano today?
We have Blake. He's playing guitar. He plays guitar with me. And then Byron is on keys.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Lana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the music.
Lana Del Rey, our guest. Her new album is called Born to Die. Be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.